SBS Radio.
Well, across Australia, we're being allowed to do things which have been banned for weeks. Pubs, restaurants and cafes are being allowed to do more than simply offer takeaways. Exercise becomes a less solitary occupation, but we are still being told to exercise common sense about social distancing. Associate Professor Sanjaya Senanayake, an infectious diseases expert at the Australian National University, told SBS News, "Now is not the time to relax our guard against the coronavirus.
We really need to be aware that this virus hasn't gone anywhere. We haven't eradicated it. We have just suppressed it with the great work that we as a nation have done. So it is still around and it can flare. If an infected person is able to expose himself or herself to other people due to reduced social distancing."
In Britain, the National Health Services Medical Director, Professor Stephen Powys, says that the introduction of social distancing measures in March helped slow down the rate of infection and death, therefore avoiding the worst-case scenario.
On the question around the predicted number of deaths, in fact, the original reasonable worst-case scenario that was produced by SAGE predicted around 500,000 deaths, so a very large number of deaths that were likely to occur if no action was taken to try and control the spread of the virus. So the fact that the social distancing measures were introduced in March has meant that the peak that we saw in April is many thousands of deaths below that original reasonable worst-case scenario.
So how far away do we have to be in order to maintain that safe distance? Professor Tobias Welter, head of pulmonary and infectious diseases at the Hannover University School of Medicine in Germany, is also the president of the European Respiratory Society. He says every time we breathe out, our breath contains aerosol that can carry bacterial or viral droplets. And in order to calculate safe distancing and how infectious COVID-19 is, scientists need to know the viral load of these droplets.
What we do not know is the content of virus, the virus amount in aerosol drops. We do know this for influenza or for rhinovirus, very high number. It seems to be very low for coronavirus, but it's not clear how many, how dense coronavirus droplets has to be to infect someone.
If cities the size of Sydney or Melbourne start getting back to work, it's not just the offices, factories and retailers that have to enforce safe distancing. Transport systems move hundreds of thousands of people around the cities. Professor Velte says people don't breathe uniformly. Exertion can make you breathe faster and harder. Talking or not talking also makes a difference.
It depends on what you are doing. So if you are talking a lot, you produce more aerosol. If you are coughing, you produce more aerosol. If you are sitting on your desk and you do not talk, you only breathe. It's a very small amount.
An added complication is the incubation period. There's a long time frame between the day you're infected and when you realize you've been infected. So the result of easing lockdowns won't be seen today or tomorrow, but up to 14 days later. This makes distancing even more essential because calculating the distance that breath travels is not exact.
It's not black and white, so it's 50 shades of grey. If you walk beside someone who is doing nothing than normally breathing, your risk is low. But if he is talking, if he is shouting, if he is coughing, your risk increases.
Professor Leon Hunks is a respiratory specialist who works in the intensive care at the Free University of Amsterdam. He says there's no alternative to social distancing.
The exact distance depends on, well, I would say the way you breathe, the level of activity. Of course, if you are performing exercise, airflow out of the mouth will increase, so small droplets might travel a bit farther. So I would think that a distance of around 1.5 meter would be a safe distance to limit transmission of infection.
And you can keep up to date on the latest on the coronavirus pandemic at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Just a reminder, this story was produced by SBS's Alan Lee.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.